Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison takes first base on ball four. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callison. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Callison steals second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Uecker reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is walked intentionally. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Briggs. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Uecker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 0 in the game. Holtzman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Thomas fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Thomas. White moves to third. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Uecker hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Uecker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holtzman bunts towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Darrell Knowles now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bacabella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bacabella. The throw from Uecker and he is out, Grote applying the tag. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Lee Thomas. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bob Buell now pitching. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing first base. John Bacabella now playing left field. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt strikes out. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Uecker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Two outs. George Altman pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Kurt Simmons now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Briggs. Beckert reaches second base with a double. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bacabella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Santo is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 4 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brown. Callison reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callison tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-4 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Uecker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.